since we are having all four elections in one day, we've set up the campaign period for local government, ordinary members of parliament, presidential, to start on the 23rd of May 2023. And it's going to end on the 22nd of June. The election is on the 24th of June 2023. And normally we have a cooling off period. So it will end on the 22nd June. And the 23rd will be a cooling off day.
So how are preparations so far by the Electoral Commission to organize these elections that are coming up in June?
Now, we've gone a long way. First and foremost, we started off by preparing what we call the legal reforms. All of the laws are now in place. We have amended the Public Elections Act that came into effect in 2022. We've also gone ahead to do the registration of voters, and now we have a final list of voters that we now call the Register of Voters, in which we have 3,374,258 names in that register. Those are the people eligible to take part in the elections. And we've also carried out the exhibition exercise, and we'll very soon be distributing the voter ID cards across the country. And we have put in place also systems. We've trained the staff, and they will be ready to distribute these cards. We are opening 3,630 centers simultaneously across the 16 electoral districts, and we are in the process of training the staff that will be carrying out the process.
How about education of voters?
Now, education is a continuous process, and we are on it. We have a department now that is responsible for electoral education. In previous dispensations, that department was subsumed under the training and procedures department, but now it is standing out as a department on its own. And we are doing both traditional and modern methods of educating the voters.
Will that include the mass media and on social media platforms as well?
Yes, all of them. We are using, as I said, traditional. We're using the radio stations. We're using flyers, banners, posters, billboards. And we also engage in almost all of the social media platforms. We're on WhatsApp, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we are on Instagram. We are engaging all aspects of the media. And we also have what we call the World Electoral Education Committee. This is a committee that is formed in all chiefdoms, in all of our 446 wards. They are everywhere. So what we do to them is that we give them pre-recorded messages for them to be uniform, and we send them out to all of the electorate using megaphones. So there are 7 members in each committee, including 2-term criers. So that's what we're doing. We are making sure we engage them and that we get them all on board. We are doing massive education, and we are targeting every nook and cranny within the country.
How is the Electoral Commission engaging the political parties in your processes to ensure transparency and credibility of the electoral process?
Now, we have a political party liaison committee. It is a committee that meets every fortnightly, and that is where we discuss matters with the political parties. It's comprised of political party leaders, executive members, civil society, observer groups, and other democratic institutions. That is where we normally meet and we take decisions. And they are involved, they are engaged in that platform. We also have stakeholders groups, and we also have meetings with them. And we discuss before we move out with any policy or information that we want to get out to the public.